Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Friday afternoon, everyone. This is Don LaPlume, one half of the New England Dons, and I am so happy to be here. The other half of the New England Dons, Mr. Don Smith, is here with me. Don, say hello there.
Hey, buddy, how are we doing today?
doing great, my friend.
Awesome.
Hey, I just wanted to quick housekeeping. We're going to get right into the training topic for today. We told everybody last week we were going to start training hard and live this week, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So I can't wait to hit that. But first, I always like to say thank you to Kevin and Bob, not just for their leadership, for all of their research that now has brought us to VIMA, everything that they've done to make this as smooth of a transition as possible, and really to help us to grow. And, you know, they lead the way no matter where they're going, and lead the way for so many. So it's great that they do that. And I also want to thank them for the opportunity for us to be able to be here and share concepts and training and thoughts and ideas and ways for you to reach your goals and dreams. You know, all of us have things that were awakened in us when we started with North American Power. Maybe we had those awakened well before. But those things definitely don't need to be tucked away. In fact, we want to pull those things out and make them shine. And so that's what we want to talk about here. Is I'm in my usual place to do the lunch and learns, my favorite place to be. And anyone who's been on these calls before, they know that I'm at the airport up in Lebanon. And right now they're plowing the runway and plowing the landing area and the parking area for the private planes, the private jets. And it's just a great place to great place to be. I don't see any private jets in front of me, but I'm so glad I'm here. So with that, I want to bring in my business partner, Mr. Don Smith. Like I said, we're officially known as the New England Don, and we enjoy that title, don't we, Don?
We do, my friend, and we are the New England Dons, and we're just so excited to be here with VIMA and really continue the mission that we all have. And it's funny how we've been able to talk to folks over the last week or so and really get them to understand that nothing's really changed. We have the same mission. We have the same goals and dreams. We're building this business the same way. You know, this is an opportunity for people to change their financial future. The only difference is we're sharing a new product, you know, or a new company with a few products that people are already using. You know, just like energy, people are using the products that we offer now with VIMA, and they're able to do that conveniently, and oh, guess what? Get paid to do it, just like they were able to do with energy. So I'm really excited to, you know, to get on board, to get people understanding that we're here to continue what we've been doing, and really excited to do it with VIMA, because when we look at this closely, we look at the compensation plan, we look at the ability to help people get healthy, not just use a new energy company, which a lot of people didn't care about, to be quite honest with you, and we found that they really didn't. But people want to feel better. People want to get healthy. People, you know, love to get energy during the day when they're having a tough long day, you know, and people want to lose weight. And those are the three categories that we function in, and we have fantastic products that people can use, and get paid to use them. And that's really what we're trying to get people to understand, and just really excited about it. And I believe that because of the quality of the company and the products, and because of the compensation plan, that is just going to get so many more people success. Because, you know, with NAP, it was great and we were building for the long term. But for a lot of people, you know, they worked hard to get started and they didn't make a lot of money and they were frustrated. Here, you can make money very quickly and a lot more of it. So I just see this opportunity as being able to really what's the what is it that Star Trek used to do, go into hyperspace or hyperdrive or whatever, Don? I just see that we're gonna, warp speed. That's it. So we're gonna be able to get people there faster, and that's just really, really exciting when we think about it.
Yeah, you know, you said that so well, Don, and you're right. I mean, I look at, you know, we've been in Nima now. Last night or yesterday was our first full week, right?
Yeah.
And we made many hundreds of dollars in our first full week. We were promoted to bronze and almost to silver. Silver leader, and in fact, one of the gentlemen on our team, Lou Emery, one of our really close friends, a new bronze leader himself. So
yes, congratulations to him.
I called him last night on it when I saw it come through in my system, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome! In 1 week, you know, and actually, Lou started just a few days ago, so pretty wild. Not just the money that's available, but the opportunity. And you're right, so much faster. This will be like doing what we're doing before in warp speed. But the cool thing is, it's like these guys, you know, when we first looked at it, we were like, man, a product company? I don't want that, you know. And what we didn't realize at first was they took all the negatives out of the product side. You know, the pricing on the product is great. There's no barrier to entry. There's no cost at all, like you said, to be part of this business. You simply become a customer, just like we did with energy before. And these are world-class products that will help us to help others, not just to live a healthier, safer, better life. And that's huge.
Mm. Think of that, Don. I just thought of something. That we talk a lot in this business about helping people, and with NAP, really, we could only help them financially. I mean, we can help them become better people by personal development, and we can help them financially through using the NAP opportunity. But here, think about the triple the threat that we have now doing the same work is we can help them financially and a lot faster. We can help them become better people through personal development, which I'm still a huge believer in. And I think that if you're not getting better every day, you're getting worse. So you better start working on yourself. And the third thing is we're going to make people feel better. We're going to get people healthier so they can live longer and enjoy the money that they're going to make. So we got that extra thing that we're giving people, and to me, that's exciting because we're doing the same work and we're really offering more. So it's incredible.
Right. You hit it on the head, and you're right. You know, on my monitors at my office, I have, you know, I don't, and this has been there since before Vima, of course. I have written on both of my monitors that my mission is not just to help people to save a little bit of money. My mission is to help them lead safer, happier, more secure, and productive lives. And that's something that we can fulfill with this company. So it's awesome.
So absolutely.
What do you say, Don? Let's get into today's training. I'll start it off, and I'm going to toss it back to you because we both talked a lot about this in the couple of years that we've been together as business partners since we first met through North American Power. And with our good friend Taj. But what I want to talk first about is your goals and dreams. And, you know, the concept of really dreaming big. You know, what I want you all to do is most people on this call have a one-hour lunchtime. And we're only going to take up about a half an hour of that time. But you're going to have a little bit of time after this call. And you'll still be at lunch, most of you. I hope you've got some paper and a pen handy. And by the way, just so you all know, if you don't have a paper and pen, you'll be able to do this exercise at any time. However, anytime the Dons are on, you want to have a paper and pen handy because we've got stuff planned for you. So please make sure you have that. So let's take a few few minutes and just a dream and a dream big. See, this is your chance to consider what is important to you in your life and break through any barriers that are keeping you from really achieving your best. So after this call, what I want you to do is just sort of find a quiet place and start dreaming. And consider this, all right? 3 years from now, 3 years from now, what does your life look like? You know, forward and be as specific as possible. And let me give you an example. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm spending more time with my family in 3 years, think about what that looks like. Are you home every day when the kids finish school? You know, instead of saying, I'm earning more money, think about the actual amount of money that you want to be making. You know, think about those things, define them, and write them down. So when this call is over, and Don and I are going to talk a little bit more about dreams and some other stuff, but when this call is over, set yourself into a quiet place, set your clock, your watch, or your phone, or whatever for 5 or 10 minutes, and just let the dreams flow. Put them on paper. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about is it perfectly written. Who gives a rip? Get it on paper first. You can always refine it, but make sure you get it down on paper for yourself. All right? So Don, let's talk about this concept of setting goals and really dreaming more so than goals, but really dreaming our life can be like. Because am I correct in assuming, Don, in stating that when we picture something in our mind's eye, when we visualize it and think about it, isn't that the first step in making it a reality?
Oh, sorry, I was dreaming there. What did you say? No, just kidding. absolutely, buddy, absolutely. And I just think it's so important, again, to reiterate that the reason we talk about these things, guys, is this is really what your mission is, right? Your mission in life is to, you know, get you and your family's life better and more meaningful and to be able to do the things that you want to do with them and have them be able to do the things they want to do in their lifetime. You know, I think about my kids and I want them to be able to be successful, productive people. And that's one of my dreams, you know, and I picture my kids doing that. And I know that me having my dreams fulfilled will help them have their dreams fulfilled. We want to make everybody understand that hasn't changed, guys, okay? All we've done is got off of one bus and got on a better, stronger, faster bus that has warp speed. And it's going to allow us to get to those goals and dreams quicker. And it's just so important for you guys not to lose sight of that and to make sure that you're focusing and thinking about that as often as possible. So yeah, buddy, you're right. I mean, it's so important for us to know where we're going and what it is we want and what are the things we would like to have and really be really describe it down to a T. The color, you know, if you're thinking about a car you want, you got to think about the color of it. What color is the exterior? What color is the interior? What kind of engine does it have? What kind of, not just I want a car. Okay, what is it? Be specific about it and do that with everything that you're thinking about, whether it's your kid's future, a car, a home, anything that you want in life. And, you know, it's something that I'm constantly striving to get better at and fine tune. And it's just it's a great time to do that because just so excited about what we got started here. We got a fantastic group of people that have all chose to jump on this bus with us, and I'm just excited about the future. So dream big, everybody.
No doubt about it. Dream big, and like I said, you know, set your watch or clock for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can spare, and just keep your pen moving for at least that 5 or 10 minutes. Like I said, don't worry about spelling, don't worry about grammar, just write down everything that comes to your mind, and then you'll be able to go through it and read it, and you'll be able to really visualize it and expound on it. You know, like Don's saying, I mean, and you hit it right on the head, Don. You don't just want to say, you know, hey, I want a car. You want to know the make, the model, the type of leather, the, you know, you want rare heated seats, you want cup holders on the roof. I don't know what it is that you want, but whatever it is, you know, that's what you want to have. And you want to have it in writing. Where do you want to live? You know, we've got a bunch of us together on our team, and this was one thing that we talked about when we were with North American Power. What do we say, Don? We're all going to pick a place where we're going to have a second home. And there's going to be, you know, eight to ten of us. We're all going to buy a second home in another part of the country or another part of the world. You know, one might be Northern California. One might be in Florida. One might be in Hawaii. One might be in Ireland. One might be in Italy. You know, one might be in Australia. One's going to be in the Caribbean. I can tell you for sure one's going to be in the Caribbean because that one's going to be mine, you know. And when we look at these things, right, and now there's no way for all of us to use those homes all the time, but we can share. You know, we've got a really tight-knit family in the team, and you know what? When I'm not down in the Caribbean, heck, Don, you want to use my place in the Caribbean? It's yours, man. I know you want to have a place in Hawaii. We already talked about it. So when you're in the Caribbean in my place, I'll live in your place in Hawaii, right? You know,
sounds good. Can we leave right now? It's snowing out.
It is snowing. Like I said, I'm up at the airport in there, and they're plowing the runway still. No planes are coming in or going out yet. So I would love to be in a nice tropical location right now. However, we got work to do first, so let's get down to work. So the first part of that work is really writing down that dream and make sure you're picturing those you love in that dream. You know, picture your wife behind the wheel of that Mercedes or that BMW or whatever it might be, that Ferrari. Picture your kids as you're traveling down to Disney and the looks on their faces and how much they're enjoying it. Picture your children graduating from college, and you see them walking across the stage. They're getting that beautiful sheepskin that they worked so hard for, and you know that when they get off that stage and they go to the next stage of their life, that they don't have any loans. They don't have any student loans to pay back, you know, because you've already taken care of it with your business. I mean, those are the types of things that are available to every single one of us, and all we need to do is put the effort in. We've got the vehicle, folks. It's there. And so really it's completely up to you to just simply do the work and have a whole lot of fun doing it. And I'll tell you, so far, Beam has been a whole heck of a lot of fun. People in my office are like, what is this, insanely healthy coffee you got? What is that? You know, I drink a ton of coffee. Like, this is good stuff, guys. So listen, once we've got that dream out, we know why we do what we're doing. We're thinking about that. We've got it visualized. We've got it in writing. Now, the next thing we do, Don, right, is we set up an action plan, don't we?
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we did a training on that not that long ago. We talked about setting goals to help us to get to what our vision was over 10 years. And we did that right at the end of December. That's what you want to do. You want to break it down. Whatever your vision was for you 3 years from now, well, break it down. You know, how much money are you making with Bima 3 years from now? How much, you know, what are you doing because of this income? Are you now at your full-time job, or have you retired from there? Fire your boss. You know, what's different in your life because of what you've accomplished in these 3 years, right? And when we can look at the 3 years, Don, then where do we go from the three-year mark when we break it down?
Well, you want to always work backwards, no matter what you're looking at, whether it's 3 years ahead, 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, whatever you're imagining or whatever you're thinking about accomplishing, you want to work backwards because, remember, everything is trackable and measurable if it's going to have any success at all. So, and this is something that I work on all the time because I don't always do it. And it's so important that we track where we need to get to that next step. You know, so if you're at 3 years, then where do you need to be in a year, you know, or a year and a half, whatever the mark is, actually, that, you know, that can be adjusted, right? And then where do you need to be in 6 months to be there in a year? And where do you need to be this month to be there in 6 months? So you got to look at your big picture and then work backwards and say, well, where do I need to be to get there in a shorter period of time? And work that all the way back to this month and then this week and then today. What do I need to do today to hit my goal this week, right? And what do I need to do this week to hit my goal this month and this month to this year and so on and so forth? But if you start at the end, if you start at where you want to be, you can literally do the math and work backwards and see that it's an attainable goal, because this is all you need to do. If you share with this many people, you're going to get X amount of people that are involved and using the product and so on and so forth. So it's just a matter of working it back, setting that plan, you know, of what it is you're going to do every day, and talking to your sponsor about that and your support team, and then doing it, taking those actions every day. And that's really the key to this business. People who are successful in this business, it's not because they smile better or they dress nice or they're any better than any one of us. The difference is that they work at it every single day, not once a week or once a month or once a year, which is what most people do in this business. And I'll be honest, I have days when I'm not doing what I want to do and what I should do. So it's understanding that you can focus on that little thing, just you accomplishing your daily activity, whether that's sharing with 3 new people, you know, or inviting 5 people a day to appointments and then, you know, meeting with 2 and then sharing the business with 1 or whatever your numbers are, you can figure that out. And then that's all you need to focus on. You don't need to focus on the big picture anymore, because if you focus on that daily step, you know that if you do that every day, you're going to hit your weekly goal. And if you do that every week, you're going to hit your monthly goal and so on and so forth. It takes care of itself. So it's just focusing on right now. And that is so key for people to understand, because everybody dreams big and they look down the road and they say, this is what I want. But they look at the Mount Everest or the elephant, and that's what they focus on. So they never take a bite because they're not quite sure. They know it's what they want, but they're not sure how they're going to do it. When all they need to do is focus on the bite, right? To eat that elephant, it's the bite every day. So just focus on the bite. All I got to do is take a bite today. And then tomorrow I got to take another bite. The next day, another bite. And if you're just focusing on that, pretty soon you've consumed the elephant and your goals are there. And it's just incredible when you can train your mind and get yourself to think like that. That's half the battle right there, in my opinion.
I 100% agree, and that was perfect. You know, it's really, you're creating your own personal action plan by doing this. You know, exactly. Don described it. You know, you get that vision and you break it down, whether it's 3 years or whatever the period of time out your vision is, and you break it down, you know, 1 year, 6 months, 30 days, 1 week, 1 day, today, you know, it's all of those steps that you take, because each day is just one part of that journey. It's one part of that journey, and like Don says, it's one bite of that elephant, you know? When we talk about goals, a goal is simply a dream with a deadline. You know, that's what it is. And so when you have your dreams in mind, all that you need to do then is just put those milestones in place. You're going to put those milestones in place to create those actionable steps that lead you to achieving that vision that you've got. You know, one step at a time, one bite at a time, one part of the journey at a time. And that's all that you need to do, you know. So part of that, of course, is really, you know, once you've got, is really getting it in writing. And I don't think I can possibly emphasize that more? Have you done as far as everything that you desire when you create that vision, and then all of those steps leading up to how you got there should all be in writing. So 3 years from now, you might not know how you're going to achieve that. It's like Don says, eating that full elephant. But if you break it down, hey, halfway to, you know, a third of the way to my 3-year mark is the 1-year mark. This is what I would have had to have accomplished in order to get there. You break that down again to 6 months, break it down to 30 days, break it down to a week. And, you know, all right, well, okay, this is bite-sized now. This is all I need to accomplish, and just doing it each and every single day. And now you're well on your way. You've created that action plan. You've got a roadmap. You've got it in writing. And now you just execute. That's all you got to do. You just execute. And, John, I want to ask you about this. You know, a lot of us go through life, and I don't know, I'm sure you've seen this with some people, they'll go through life, and they don't even have a plan for their jobs or for their family or anything for that particular day, right? So people aren't really in tune to writing out a plan for what they're going to do that day. Do you see that, and do you think that would be a helpful exercise for people?
Oh, my God, yeah. Do I see it? We all see it. There's hundreds of millions of people doing it every day. Think about this, guys. If you're not working on your plan, and I've said this before, and I know many others have as well. If you're not working on your plan, guess what? You're working on someone else's, okay? Your daily activity to someone else's goal is you going to your job every day, okay? And you didn't have to plan that. You just signed up for it when you took the job, and now you're doing that every day, over and over and over again. Think about where you'd be if you didn't go. If you did it once, if you showed up for work once a week, or you did it once a month, or I don't feel like it today. What do you think would happen to your job? You probably wouldn't have it very long, right?
Right.
Because the guy whose dream you're building would say, you're not the guy I'm looking for. I'm going to find someone else. So understand that when you're building your dream, you've got to treat it the same way you've been treating someone else's dream. You've got to have that activity, and you've got to do it every day, just like you get up and do your job every day. The difference is you get to decide what it is. And that's so hard. That's so hard for some people. It just, they don't understand it. They want to just do what they, you know, what they've been doing. And it's so important, guys, to understand that if you want to succeed in life and you want to make your own way in this life and create your own dreams, that you must treat them like you've been treating somebody else's dreams up until this point.
And so well said, Don. And that is what we need to do. You know, and I would have to say that any job you go to, your boss has a plan for you that day. He or she knows this is what you should be doing at this time. This is what you should be doing at this time. They've got your day mapped out, you know. And if you're in sales or some other position like I am, then they still have. I mean, my day is mapped out. They know what I'm doing. They know where I am. They, you know, all of this stuff because I'm on their clock, and they want to get the most value from me that they can to reach their goals and dreams. All right? So,
all right.
I give them their time. That's what they should have. I give it to them because I've made that agreement with them. But I also have my time set. So I take it that step further, write down, this is what I need to do today on my business. This is what I need to accomplish. This is what I want to read. This is what I'm going to listen to. My time is scripted. And I do the same thing with my family, to be with my children and my wife. You know, we'll all be out of work, home. We're going to take a few hours and, you know, we're going to watch a family movie together. We're going to do some stuff together. And, you know, we'll have our meal together and those types of things. You want to have all the different parts of your life scripted. It doesn't mean that they won't change, but you know what? If you're living each day with a purpose, it is so amazing how much you can get accomplished. You know, I can't tell you different times when I didn't do that in my life, how often I'd sit there, all right, what should I do next? You don't know.
Absolutely. And
it's just a waste of time. I mean, we're on this earth for a very specific period of time. We don't know what that period of time is. But you know what? We only have that dash, that moment in time. You know, it's called the life dash on a tombstone. You know, born 1969, lived to 2072, whatever it is, right? 103 years old. And that dash, that dash that goes between the 1969 and the 2073, that dash is what you've accomplished in your life. That's all the time you've got. And we don't know what that is for ourselves, but we need to take that dash and get the most out of it. Like, just like you're squeezing an orange or a lemon, you know, for juice. You need to squeeze everything out. The only way you can do it is to have it mapped out and to fulfill your time and fulfill your purpose on this earth. Now we're getting real deep, but that's where my head is.
Well, that's awesome, bud.
John, do you want to close this off by talking about tomorrow, what's happening, and also next Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Guys, if you're in the New England area at all, we have an event planned, our VEMA launch for up here in northern New England. It's going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Best Western. It's 13,500 South Willow Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's going to be incredible. Million-dollar earner Kevin Marino is going to be up here. Bunch of the leadership are going to be up here. A lot of the leadership we had in NAP have joined us in VEMA, and excited to see them and just, talk about how exciting this VEMA opportunity is and how we're going to be able to help a lot more people and do it at warp speed, which is really kind of cool. So excited about that. And then next Saturday, the 7th, we are going to be in New Jersey. I don't have that information off the top of my head as far as the hotel and stuff, but you definitely want to contact us if you don't have that information already. But the CEO and owner, founder of VEMA, BK Barenko, is going to be there, as well as a lot of the top leadership in VEMA. I mean, there's some people in this company, VEMA, that have made millions of dollars over the last few years with this company. And it's just incredible how much more money there is in this and what an incredible company, incredible products that they have for us to share with people. So I'm excited about that. And I just want to thank you guys for joining us here, guys. We're going to continue to do these lunch and learns. We're going to, cover a wide variety of topics. We want to get everybody understanding how to build this business and why you're building it. And just excited for you guys to join us. I know there's probably still a lot of people who haven't decided what they're going to do yet. We wish you all the best in whatever you decide. If you'd like to know more about working with VEMA and working with us, please contact us at dlaplume@freerhinos.com or dpsmith@freerhinos.com. We'd love to hear from you. Just want to share some information with you and see if this is for you. But I'm telling you, we got an incredible team already put together, an incredible opportunity, and just excited for what's going to happen over the next several months and several years. So thank you, buddy, for letting me chime in here as well, and always look forward to doing these with you. And I've got to get into a meeting and share VEMA with somebody. So I'll talk to you guys all next week. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Catch you all later. Have a great one. See you on Saturday.
See you, bud. Bye bye.
Take care.